Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to charges of rape, indecent assault and gross indecency dating from 1985 to 2008. Former Fianna Fáil deputy and current Senator Niall Blaney has withdrawn from this week's election convention to choose two candidates for the forthcoming general election. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information regarding a fatal road traffic collision that occurred on Friday night last in South Inishowen. And defective concrete campaigners across Donegal have written to all elective representatives in the county, urging them to support calls for forthcoming revisions to the DCB scheme cap and rates to be implemented retrospectively. These stories and full plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first, former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to charges of rape, indecent assault and gross indecency dating from 1985 to 2008. His wife Eleanor Donaldson also appeared in court today, where she denied helping her husband to commit three of the offences, including the rape charge. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has this report.
Geoffrey and Eleanor Donaldson arrived separately to court this morning, having both been granted bail at a previous hearing. Today was their arraignment hearing, an opportunity for them to enter formal pleas in relation to the allegations made against them. Geoffrey Donaldson pleaded not guilty to a charge of rape, which is alleged to have happened sometime between 1987 and 1991. He also denied 4 counts of gross indecency and 13 counts of indecent assault. Eleanor Donaldson pleaded not guilty to 3 charges of aiding and abetting, and next month the court would hear her application to have 2 further charges dropped. A trial date was set today for the 24th of March next year. Frank Graney at Newry Crown Court.
Former Fianna Fáil deputy and current Senator Niall Blaney has withdrawn from this week's selection convention to choose 2 candidates for the forthcoming general election. The convention takes place in Letterkenny on Thursday night. That will leave 5 candidates in the race. Former TD and last Cian Corla Pat the Cope Gallagher, Minister Charlie Conlogue over Fianna Fáil's Ben Harkin and Councillors Donal Mandy Kelly and Micheál Naughton. Senator Blaney told Highland Radio News today that Donegal has benefited greatly from having Minister Charlie McConlogue at the Cabinet table, and he does not want to jeopardise that by potentially splitting the vote in North East Donegal.
The massive progress that has been made in the delivery of the TNT project and the A5, they're vitally important projects in Donegal, and there's much more Donegal needs as well, but those 2 projects in particular are a very vital stage. And getting those projects to this stage wouldn't be possible without a minister at the Cabinet table. And it's really important that we hold on to our minister. If I was to run, I would divide the vote in this half of the county between myself and Charlie and end up probably with no seat. And that's not in our interest to do that. So I have stepped back and I'd be supporting Charlie for this convention. We still have 2 contests in Donegal South West, Michael Naughton and Patrick Hope. I think we have a good opportunity to actually take 2 seats in Donegal.
Are you suggesting then that Ben Harkin of Termon and Councillor Donal Andy Kelly should be looking at their situation as well and asking them that question? Are they potentially jeopardising a seat in the north of the county?
It's not for me to tell anybody what to do. Don't, that's only made my own thoughts on it. They, like me, no doubt, are absolutely privileged to be nominated for a convention, and it's, you know, it's up to anybody to put the name forward and to contest. That's a personal decision for them. It's not for me to tell anybody what to do, and whatever they do, I wish them both well. I'm speaking purely from my own perspective and the reasons that I've stepped aside.
Will you be seeking to retain your seat in the Shannon?
Absolutely, aye. Whatever time this general election is held, maybe sooner rather than later, the Shannon election will take place shortly after that. And I'll be certainly hoping to retain that seat. Donal, absolutely, yeah.
Well, Ben Harkin, one of the people nominated to contest the general election for Fianna Fáil, has also announced his withdrawal from the selection convention. In a statement, Harkin says while he was honoured to be nominated, he wouldn't wish to contest against sitting Minister Charlie McConlogue. He says that he hopes that he can one day represent Fianna Fáil and wish the rest of the candidates the best of luck. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information regarding a fatal road traffic collision that occurred on Friday night last in South Inishowen. The 2-vehicle collision occurred at 11:15 that night at Carrow Keel and Quigley's Point. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh made this appeal for information.
Gardaí in Buncrana are currently investigating a fatal road traffic collision that occurred last Friday night, the 6th of September, at approximately 11:15 p.m. Two vehicles were involved in the collision, which occurred at Carrow Quay in Quigley's Point. A female backseat passenger in one of the cars, Donna McDermott from Greencastle, was fatally injured as a result of the collision. And our thoughts and prayers are with Donna's family and friends and the widespread community in the Greencastle area. The female driver of the car, aged in her 70s, and a male front seat passenger in his 50s were both removed from the scene to Altnagalvin and Letterkenny University Hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. And the male driver in his teens of the other second car was uninjured. So we're appealing for any witnesses to this collision to come forward. We're appealing for any road users who may have had camera footage, including dash cam, who were travelling in the area at the time of the collision, to make the footage available to Gardaí in Buncrana. And anybody who may have any information is to contact Buncrana Garda Station 074 93 20540, confidential line 1-800-666-111, or again any Garda station.
It's not necessarily at the actual time, it's leading up to it, after it. Any information the public have in any of these appeals, you're welcome.
Yes, maybe not directly at the time, but maybe beforehand they may have seen one of the cars prior to the collision, and again, any bit of information that may be of relevance, we'd ask people to make it available.
Defective concrete campaigners across Donegal have written to all elected representatives in the county, urging them to support calls for forthcoming revisions to the DCB scheme cap and rates to be implemented retrospectively. The signatories include the Mica Action Group, Redress Focus Groups, 100% Redress Party councillors Michael Gallagher and Paddy Diver, all of whom say it's vital that early movers on the scheme are not financially penalised. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The joint statement says the SCSI recommendation of a 6% increase is now 6 months old and was based on a review over the 12 months to March this year. The campaigners say that effectively means that all homeowners over the last 18 months were shortchanged in their grant to the tune of at least 6%. MAG Chair Lisa Hone says while the number of homeowners stuck in between the old and new proposed rates is minuscule compared to the thousands of defective concrete homes that are yet to be built, for each of these homeowners, the difference is potentially up to €42,000. Michael Doherty says the government must not U-turn on its early mover policy, which allows for enhancements to be applied retrospectively in order to ensure that people don't hold off unnecessary works in the hope of future increases.
More details and the text of that letter are available on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, on today's 9 till noon show, 100% Redress councillor Dennis McGee says he's asked Minister Charlie McConlogue if the changes will be applied retrospectively, to be told that while he is working on it, so far there's been no agreement.
I was talking to Charlie McConlogue yesterday and I put it to him. I says, the 10% cap, is it going to be retrospective? Is everybody going to gain from this year? And the quick answer was no, which is, in my opinion, very disheartening. You know, there's a lot of fanfare around, you know, we're going to increase it by 10%, this, that and the other thing. And then what about the poor families that have already started, you know, the remediation of these houses? Like, what are they to do? Like,
Gardaí are encouraging anyone who wishes to report a crime relating to historical sexual abuse in schools run by religious orders to come forward. A scoping inquiry has reported there were almost 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse of children in schools run by religious orders. There were 844 alleged abusers in schools run by 42 religious orders across the country, according to the findings of Senior Counsel Mary O'Toole. In Donegal, over 160 contacts have already been received by Garda Síochána following the launch of the appeal last week. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh outlined the options available to people who may wish to come forward.
The appeal was launched on the 4th of September last week, and since then over 160 contacts have been received by us. For the purpose of reporting to the Gardaí, the following options are available. So there are three options. The first simple option is calling to any Garda station, emailing the address gnpsb_scmu@garda.ie. The email will be on our Facebook page and you will share it, hopefully.
Of course.
On a case, by phoning the Garda sexual abuse reporting line on 1-800-555-222. So anybody who makes contact with Garda Síochána on such matters will subsequently receive personal contact as soon as practicable. So we're inviting anybody who believes that they were the victim of a criminal act relating to sex abuse in the boarding schools to come forward and report it, please.
And there's a system in place there, isn't there?
Yes, we're fully aware of the impact on the lives of those who are subject to abuse, Greg. and many of whom he may only be disclosing this information for the first time. So we will deal with all matters reported by complainants in a very sensitive and, where possible, progress to investigation. So all these matters are being dealt through the National Protective Services Bureau, who retain oversight of the investigations, and they will be investigated by our specially trained members in the Divisional Protective Services Unit, and we have a unit specifically in Donegal.
Yeah, and it's not only those that themselves who were victims to Ungada Sí Conaill is appealing to anyone who may have any information, like a witness, for example.
Yes, you may be a witness in school at the time. You may have been told something, you may have saw something.
The HSE is asking the community to talk about suicide. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and as part of its efforts to tackle the issue, the HSE has introduced an online course designed to help people talk to someone who may be distressed and in need of support. Kira Ray is Resource Officer for Suicide Prevention with the HSE in Donegal. She's urging all adults to take part in the one-hour course.
What we know, Donal, is that those who are experiencing thoughts of suicide or have maybe experienced a suicide attempt in the past are not reaching out and seeking help, and they're therefore not getting the help that they need because of the fear of stigma. So what we are doing is, on World Suicide Prevention Day, we're encouraging everyone in our community in Donegal to take some time out and to complete the Let's Talk About Suicide training.
It's very important, I'm sure, from your point of view, that people involved in youth organisations, sporting organisations, groups where young people come together, perhaps particularly, but by no means exclusively, young men, that people involved in those groups would take this programme. But it goes beyond that, in your belief. Maybe we should all be equipped to have the conversation should the point come where that conversation is necessary.
Well, certainly, because any of us at any point in our life could come upon someone who is in difficulty, who may be distressed and who may need support. The programme is specifically for anyone over the age of 18, but especially for anyone who's supporting a loved one, working with others, or particularly, like you said, in the DAA and other aspects involved in their community.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Kenny Hirken is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Greece are in Dublin as the Republic of Ireland look to get their Nations League campaign back on the rails. Manager Heimir Hallgrímsson will be forced into at least one change, with Seamus Coleman absent through injury. Goalkeeper Kevon Kelleher says it will take time for the manager's ideas to take root.
He's coming with some new ideas, but also it's such a short period of time and it's his first camp that we also need to use the basis of what we've been doing the last few camps with John and Paddy and stuff, that it takes time to adapt to new ideas and stuff. So I think we need to listen to the manager's new ideas, but also we need to be implementing the stuff that we've been doing in the last few camps, because If we do too much change too quickly, then obviously that's very difficult for us players to adapt to.
Kick-off at the Aviva this evening is 7:45. At the same time in Ireland's group, England, they face Finland at Wembley. And Ireland's under-21s could move to top of their Euro qualifying group this evening. Jim Crawford's side play Latvia. That's at the Tala Stadium, starting very shortly at 5:30. At the same time, current Group A leaders Italy, they'll be away to third place Norway. Elsewhere, a group of Dundalk fans have set up a crowdfunding account to help the club survive its current financial crisis. Dundalk owner Brian Ainscough revealed last night that he had hoped missing wages for players and staff could be paid in the coming days. He says his focus is on obtaining investment that would enable Dundalk to see out the season. The GoFundMe account, established by a fans group, has a target of €100,000. Republic of Ireland defender Niamh Fahey has signed a contract extension with Liverpool. The Galway native joined the club in 2018 and was captain for their triumph in the Championship in 2022. Fahey's new deal will also include some coaching work. In some other news, Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard is set to miss Sunday's North London derby against Tottenham Hotspur. That's with an ankle injury sustained on international duty with Norway. Declan Rice is already suspended for the game. And former Scotland, Ipswich and Southampton manager George Burley is undergoing treatment for cancer. The 68-year-old, who's also had spells in charge of Hearts, Derby and Crystal Palace, says he'll fight the disease after his current diagnosis. In Gaelic Games, Darren McCann has been ratified as the new Tyrone Senior Ladies Football Manager. The Ballygolly-based schoolteacher, who had been in charge of the Tyrone Minors for two seasons, had been the recommended candidate after an interview process held last week. His management team is Armagh clubman Barry McManus and Moyes Martin Conroy, and they are joined by Liam Og-McCauley from the Galbally Club. They replace Sean O'Kane, who didn't seek reappointment. In golf, Shane Lowry has ended a sponsorship with Kingspan after a construction firm was named in a report into the Grenfell fire. The report didn't blame Kingspan for the fire, which killed 72 people, but found the Cavan firm used dishonest strategies and showed a complete disregard for fire safety. Lowry says the decision to discontinue the Kingspan sponsorship is mutual and the right decision for all concerned. In rugby, RG Snyman looks to miss the start of the season. For Leinster, the lock has been left out of the Springboks squad ahead of next week's rugby championship meeting with Argentina due to a foot injury. Snyman has remained in Dublin to rehab the injury, with Leinster's URC season beginning away to Edinburgh on Friday week. In motorsport, legendary Formula One designer Adrian Newey, he'll join Aston Martin next year after leaving defending world champions Red Bull. He's been confirmed as the team's new managing technical partner. The 65-year-old's also enjoyed successful spells with Williams and McLaren, winning 25 championships in his career. In horse racing, Donegal jockey Brandon Woolkey had a winner at Lingfield this afternoon. He won by a nose on 11-2 shot Sugarloaf Lenny for trainer William Knight. That's now 28 wins for the UK circuit for Woolkey this season. Finally, for this evening, British trainer Michael Stout has confirmed he'll retire at the end of the flat season. The 78-year-old enjoyed a 52-year career, which included training Shergar to win the 1981 Epsom Derby by 10 lengths. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. There are calls for a primary care centre to be developed in North Inishowen, with people travelling to either Buncrana or Letterkenny for services such as x-rays. Councillor Martin McDermott says this warrants a dedicated facility in Carndonagh. He says such a development would also act as an ambulance base. Councillor McDermott says they've already discussed the proposal with the government and HSE.
Widely known now at the moment that North Inishowen, in particular, people have to travel long distances for physio, for x-ray, for a number of different medical needs. The primary care centre in Buncrana serves the south very well, but here in the north of the peninsula, I think we really need a primary care centre here in Cardonnell of our own. A primary care centre that covers all those medical needs for people, and also a base for the ambulance, for doctors, and that centre would facilitate people from Malinhead, from Greencastle and all the surrounding areas, so that they don't have to travel to Letterkenny or they don't have to travel to Buncrana for the normal everyday needs.
This development would be hugely beneficial to the area, given that there are a small number of health centres where the resources are being downgraded there.
Yeah, but we've lost quite a bit from Carndonagh, from the community hall sector. You know, physio, likes of daycare services. We have met the Minister, Mary Butler, a number of months ago. We have met the HSE, and the HSE are fully on board to deliver a primary care centre for Carndonagh. And we just need to make sure that we keep the pressure on now to make that a reality, and that over the next, particularly the next year, that we have plans in place, that we're in a position to apply for funding, that we're in a position to go for planning permission, and that Carndonagh in particular has a primary care centre that facilitates, as I say, all the people here in North Inishowen, because it's something that's really badly needed at the moment.
HICWA has published its latest inspection report on Archview Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny. There were 27 residents at the facility when it was inspected in February. The report finds staff were very attentive and respectful to residents, and the atmosphere was relaxed and homely. However, a number of issues were observed around compliance with fire regulations. There's a link to the full report available on our website, highlandradio.com. A doctor says the full risk of long-term vaping still hasn't been established. The sale of disposable vapes is set to be banned after Health Minister Stephen Donnelly received Cabinet approval to draft legislation introducing further restrictions on nicotine inhaling products. Point-of-sale display and advertising of vapes will also be banned in shops other than those who only or primarily sell those products. Professor John Crown, consultant oncologist at St Vincent's Hospital, says some vapes have a chemical which can be found in paint stripper.
But I mean, good Lord, we're talking about a product which people actually put into their body, about which we don't as yet have good long-term data. So we should never be allowing this potentially dangerous chemical ingestion to occur, except in a circumstance where the risk-benefit ratio, i.e. giving up cigarettes, favours it.
Meanwhile, Director of Hail Vaping Joe Dunn claims today's move will see more people going back to smoking cigarettes.
It's a landmark day for the tobacco industry, because if the flavours are reduced to just tobacco flavour, let me tell you, you're going to have at least 80% of the 400,000 people in this country going back to cigarettes or buying them on the black market.
A substantial sum of money was stolen from a house at Ashbrook, Letterkenny, between 1:15 and 2 o'clock on Tuesday of last week. Gardaí believe a hidden spare key was used to gain entry by the rear door. They're urging anyone who's in the area of Ashbrook or Circular Road on that day and saw anything suspicious to come forward. Meanwhile, there's been another incident at a parochial house in Donegal, this time in Ballyshannon. On Sunday afternoon last, between 4:30 and 4:50, a man damaged a glass unit at the rear of the building before running away when he was disturbed. Two drivers were detected driving in excess of an 80 km per hour speed limit in Buncrana. Gardaí from Buncrana Roads Policing Unit were on the roads yesterday conducting speed checks, and they stopped the drivers, whom they detected travelling at 103 km per hour and 116 km per hour. Fixed charge penalty notices were issued. Gardaí have warned that with the wet and dull conditions, there will be reduced visibility. The Apple tax ruling will not impact next month's budget. The finance minister says it's already been agreed in the summer economic statement that €105 billion will be spent on budget 2025. Jack Chambers says the final figure the state will receive from the Apple escrow account will be in the region of €14 billion, but he says no decisions have been made on how it will be spent.
We'll engage with party leaders on what the three parties in government feel the next step should be, and I think we have to be careful about that, and that's why I'm not going to speculate. There's lots of ideas already from opposition parties and others on how people feel that the funds should be spent, but we have set parameters in the context of Budget 2025, which I believe we need to stick to.
Detectives investigating a serious assault in the Sackville Street area of Derry last Friday have made two arrests. Police say they received a report at around 9 p.m. that a man was found with serious injuries and was taken to hospital for treatment, where he remains in a critical condition at this time. Following initial inquiries, they have determined that the man sustained the injuries as a result of an assault, and last evening a 30-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman were arrested. Police are urging anyone who is in the Sackville Street or Strand Road area between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Friday and witnessed anything, or who has CCTV, dash cam or other footage, to contact them. Donegal County Council has begun preparing a regeneration strategy and action plan for Moville. The local community are being invited to share their thoughts at the First Drop-In event later this month. Donal Kavanagh has this report.
GM Design Associates have been engaged to prepare the strategy and facilitate the public consultation process. The key areas for regeneration in Moville will be identified through community engagement, including drop-in events, targeted stakeholder engagement and submissions. The strategy will also set out the anticipated timelines and potential funding options to deliver the projects identified. To date, GM Design Associates have met with some of the local groups and organisations, and they're now inviting people to attend the first community drop-in event on Thursday week, September 19th, from 3 to 8 p.m. in the Glencrow Hall. All the feedback and submissions received will be collated, and a draft Moville Regeneration Strategy and Action Plan will then be prepared. Donegal County Council says this draft strategy will be the subject of further engagement and consultation, with a view to having the final plan in place by 2025.
And now for the weather. Sunny spells, scattered cloud and showers this evening in a moderate to fresh and gusty west to northwest wind. Tonight there will be a mix of clear spells and scattered showers, possibly with some thundery or hail showers on the north coast. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to charges of rape, indecent assault and gross indecency dating from 1985 to 2008. His wife Eleanor Donaldson also appeared in court today, where she denied helping her husband to commit three of the offences, including the rape charge. Former Fianna Fáil deputy and current Senator Niall Blaney has withdrawn from this week's election convention to choose two candidates for the forthcoming general election. The convention takes place in Letterkenny on Thursday night. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information regarding a fatal road traffic collision that occurred on Friday night last in South Inishowen. The two-vehicle collision occurred at 11:15 that night at Carrowkeel in Quigley's Point. And defective concrete campaigners across Donegal have written to all elective representatives in the county, urging them to support calls for forthcoming revisions to the DCB scheme cap and rates to be implemented retrospectively. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, September 10th. The death has taken place of Sheila Ferry, 82, Sylvan Park, Letterkenny, and formerly Inishkill, Rathmullen. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny tomorrow from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. when those who wish may pay their respects. Removal at 7 p.m. to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley, Letterkenny to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Anne Doherty, Arda, Ballyliffin, Clonmany, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Anne's funeral mass can be viewed live on Church Services TV. The death has occurred of Eileen Breslin, Drumbarron, Ardra. Remains reposing at McCabe's Funeral Home, Ardra, today until 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on MCN Live. The death has taken place in London of Paul Branigan, Glenard, Ramelton. His remains will be received into St Mary's Church, Ramelton, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. The death has occurred of Michael Brown and Grain and House, Dunmore, Carrigans, reposing at his late residence. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 12 noon. Funeral cortege will leave his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Jean Kerr, 4, The Steeples, Remelton. House private, please. A service of thanksgiving will take place in First Remelton Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to St Union's Patients Comfort Fund, care of McElwee Funeral Directors Milford, or to any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Sarah Gallagher, Addiewell, Doohery. Her remains will repose in her son Connie's house in Addiewell today with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Columbkill's Church, Fintown at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The tragic death has taken place of Donna McDermott, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. Donna will repose at the family home until 9 o'clock tonight. Family home private, please, tomorrow morning, with funeral from there at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church Ballybrack, followed by interment in Ballybrack Graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.